an urgent question, it ceases to be urgent any longer. This is the second week. And I've seen that many colleagues of mine also filed urgent questions. And these are the excuses they are given to us. For me, it makes the argument stronger that we need to be working towards insulating the legislative arm from the grip of the executive arm. Because some of the ministers are also members of parliament. So in performing this duality of responsibility, which one do they take important? So, leader, that reason is untenable. And I think that this should be the last time we should experience that, at least in this parliament. It simply doesn't make sense. They have deputies, and I shudder to think that the deputies are not attending the same program. When they are well aware that there are questions they are supposed to answer. Look, since Tuesday, we have these urgent questions on the other paper, since Tuesday, and we've never had the opportunity to ask. So if someone deaf was to be prevented as a result of the questions we asked, by now the person would have been buried and the funeral announcement and performance would have been done. I don't think that this is a very tangible excuse to give. They need to take this house seriously.